Begin the current daf, Masechta Zvachim daf Lamed. We begin 6 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf and of the previous Mishnah, which we mentioned the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and as the Gemara had just explained, continuing on the top of this Amud, regarding their Machlekes, that the Halacha in the Mishnah says for a carbon to be puzzled with the Halacha of Pigel, which is that one would even be chayev karis if he eats it, it has to be karav hamata kemitzvasei. That besides for the machshava of pigul, of having it chutz lezmanai, there cannot be any other invalidating factors, any other invalidating thoughts, such as chutz lemkaimai. Now Rabbi Yehuda differentiated. He said, it depends. If it's first some other machshava and then pigul, so that's what's known as ear of machshava, it's mixed together, it's not purely pigul, then it's not going to be chayev karis. But if the first thing that came, like the way Rabbi Yechanan explained, as our Gemara is going in that opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, that if the first machshava was chutz lezmanai, if at that point in time there was nothing else, even though later by another point there's going to be another machshava, that's, according to Rabbi Yehuda, going to be halacha pikul because he holds toughest lashon rishon. You go based on the first thing that was said, and even though something else, that cannot come uproot to chutz lezmanai, and therefore it will be maintained as pigul and would be chayiv karas. So relating to this discussion, says the Gemara, it's non-hasam. We learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Tmur. The Mishnah there is talking about someone put an unconsecrated animal, a regular animal, near two different animals. One of them was a karban olam, one was a karban shlama. And the person said, Harezu, this other chulin animal, is tmuras olam, tmur shlama. Those are the words that he said. It's the exchange. The halacha of tmur is when someone tries swapping the sanctity of a carbon to another animal, which actually the carbon retains its sanctity, and then the tmura, the one that was trying to be swapped, the chulun one, gets the sanctity of that carbon too. So here this person says, let this be the tmura of the oila, the tmura of the shlam. So what's the halachic status of it? It can be both an oila and the shlamim. So the first opinion says, Harezu tumuras oila divrei meir. Meir says, it becomes a tumura of an oila, has the sanctity of an oila, because of what's known as toughest lashon rishon. The first thing that he said was tumuras oila. Now, a moment later when he says tumuras shlamim, that's a different sanctity. The sanctity of shlam cannot take effect on the sanctity of an oila. It's already an oila, and therefore it's going to be tumuras oila. On that, Rabbi Yisi said to Remeir, well, depends. Im lekach niskaven tchila, if his intention all along was to say that it should be both the tmur of an oila and the tmur of b'shlamim. So, it's impossible to say two words at the same time. He wants to say tmur oila and tmur b'shlamim, he just can't have it come at the same time. So he has to, by default, as the human limitation, say one before the other. But since from the beginning that was his intention, so Rabbi Yisi disagrees with Rabbi and he says, then dvarv kayamin, then his words will be maintained. It actually will have the tamura of oila and shlam. How so? What you have to do is you have to let the animal go out to graze, develop a blemish, then it's sold, and then with half of the monies is used to buy an oila, and half of the money is used to buy a shlam, as the Gemara explains over the Masechtas Tamura. That's what Rabbi Yisi holds. But says Rabbi Yisi, v'im isha amar harezu tamuras oila, but if it, let's say it was not like that, his original intention was not for both, but only after that he said, let this be a tumuras of oila, v'nimlech, then he changed his mind, v'amah harizu tumur shlamim, then he said, let it be a tumur of shlamim, then says Rabbi Yisi, harizu oila, then I agree to you, it was already an oila, then he cannot come and undo that, but if his original intention was for both, then he disagrees with Jermaine, he says that it's going to be both, which is that it's sold and half the proceeds go to the oila and half the proceeds go to buy karmen shlam. That's the mission over there. So Ibailu had the following question. So, the wording in the Mishnah over there was when the person says, Harezu tumuras oila, tumura shlam. However, so the question is, let's say he says, Harezu tumuras oila vishlamim. Ma, what's the halacha over there? In other words, do we say that this did Remeir disagreed in that Mishnah and he said, Tafas lashon rishon, we go on the first terminology, the first description, which was oila, that's the one that's going to be. Maybe it's because in the case that was described over there in that Mishnah, the person said the word tumura two times. Well, why is saying tumura soila tumura shlam? That sounds like that you're changing your mind. So therefore we say, no, changing your mind, even Rabbi Yisi agrees in the conception of changing mind that no, if the sanctity already the first one took effect, you can't then go ahead and switch. But that would be if you say the word tumura two times. But in the case that the Gemara is describing in the question, where the words were harizu tumura soila vishlamim, that sounds like one sentence, maybe even according to a mayor, and therefore they both would take effect, the way Rabbi Yisi holds. Or the Gemara's question is that no, maybe you always say Tafas Lashon Rishon, and the first thing that he said was Oila, and even though he won't say and Shlamim, but the sanctity of Oila already took effect in the whole animal, and then you cannot even continue with the next word in the sentence and say Shlamim and have it take effect. That's the Gemara's question. Another question, similarly, is, let's say lechatzis mahu. What's the halacha if for half of it? What does that mean? Because Mara's second question is that based on the first question, even if you're going to say, like in the first question, that if let's say when he says harizu tumuris oila vishlam, and he doesn't say the word tumur two times, then yeah, that you would agree that then the sanctity of the oila will take effect in the whole animal, and therefore in Remeir, even in that case, it will be only an oila, not a shlamim. But let's say he says explicitly, I want this animal to be half. He says the word half in the beginning. Lachzais lo'oilo v'shlamim, half for an oilo v'shlamim. What would you say over there? Maybe over there you would say, for sure over there it's one sentence. And you can't have one take effect without the other. And therefore, yeah, there Remeir would agree that it's not going to be only an oilo, it's going to be half oilo, half shlamim. Or maybe no. Even though when he says lachzais lo'oilo, half of it should be even oilo, and he didn't get a chance to say the word half for shlamim yet, meaning v'shlamim, but once it already took effect halfway as an oilo, it's already partially sanctified. The halacha is that the sanctity then will spread throughout the whole body, and then the shlamim cannot come along and take effect. And therefore, maybe even over there, Remeir would hold this only going to be an oila, not a shlamim. So it's a machlekes amayram. Amar Abai, he says, Baha vada moidir Remeir. In these cases that we describe, Remeir for sure agrees that it's going to be half oila, half shlamim. Because here he didn't say the word tumur two times. It's obvious he wants to say one long sentence, just humanly you can't say it. So then it's going to be half and half. When you say the word tumur two times, that he disagrees with your beast. He says, oh, you said tumur zaylu, now you want to switch tumur shlam, that you can't do. But in these cases, he would agree that it would be half oila, half shlam. Which Rav Ami disagrees. He says, no, adayni machlekes, it's still a machlekes. Remeir, even in these cases, holds that first thing you said was oila, and that's what's going to take effect. And then even the next word in the sentence of shlam is not going to take effect in it, and therefore it's only going to be oila, not shlam. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav al Abaya. Rav asked Abaya, lididach, according to you, the Amar that you said, behovade moid Remeir, that in these cases, like the Gemara described, when he doesn't say the extra word tumura, and even when he says lachzais, that Remeir is going to agree that it's going to be half oila, half shlamim, says, but I'm going to ask you from the halacha of our Mishnah. Hari shchita. You have the case of when a person is slaughtering, is doing one of the four primary avodas in the carbon, where the Mishnah described, if he has in mind to eat an olive size of the meat tomorrow, which is chutz l'zmanli, and also an olive size chutz l'mkayme, which is beyond the place that it's allowed to be, which that's what the Mishnah was describing when it's not purely the machshava is chutz l'zmanli, it's also mixed with a different machshava, let's say chutz l'mkayme. Now that case, the lechi lach tzoyz dami, that's essentially the same case that we're describing, that we're disagreeing about, when he's coming to say half of it should be this, and half of it should be that. Why? Because as Rashi explains, the whole concept that we're explaining in Remeir is that when he's saying the word tumur shlamim, he's coming to retract. He's backing down. So everyone agrees backing down, that's not going to work. You already said this, and you can't back down. But in the case of the Mishnah, it's obviously when he says a kezayis lamachar, and then he says a kezayis l'chutz l'mkaymai, he's not backing out, because there's many olive-sized pieces in the Behema. He's not saying, oh, that olive-sized piece that I said lamachar should, I'm changing my mind, should be chutz l'mkaymai. No, it's not. So therefore, it's he's saying it should be for two different things in the same meat. Half should be chutz l'zman, meaning one olive. Another half, which is the olive, I mean, we're talking about half the animal or olive-sized, but there's many olive-sized pieces, should be for something else. Now, moreover, the shechita is essentially like one sentence. It's in one avaida. He's slaughtering the animal, and he's thinking, okay, I want olive size to be chutz l'zmanai, and I want a different olive size, another half of the animal, to be chutz l'mkaymai. And says Rava upligi, and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah disagrees, and again, we're going with the opinion of Rabbi Yechidan, who's saying that it's even in the same in the same avaida that is the machlik is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Tavash Lashon Rishon, we'll consider it as if it's only Chutz L'zmanai. Because again, everyone agrees if it's Chutz L'zmanai with Chutz L'mkaymai, it can't be Pigel. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, but if the first thing with Chutz L'zmanai, it maintains it. And as Rashi points out, as the Gemara will tell us later on, that Remeir in the Masechtas Temura goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. And if that's the case, so from Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, which Remeir agrees to, we see that the halacha is that when do you say Tavash Lashon Rishon? Even when it's lechatzos dami, even when you want to say in the meat of this animal, I want half of it to be chutz l'zmanai, half of it to be chutz l'mkaymai, Even so, that it's half and half, when it's clearly that it's one statement like that in one Avaida, that's still Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, Tafas Lesh Risha, which is not like you said Rabbi Meir would agree in that case, that, oh, you wanted to say half and half? You're saying, I want half to be Oila, half to be Shlam? Oh, then Rabbi Meir would agree, because he didn't say the extra word tomorrow. But you see, in that Mishnah, not like that. So Amalei, so Abai responded to me, says, wait a second. Misavir, do you think, Einin L'Shchita El L'B'Saif, that the slaughtering in Halacha, it's qualified only when they finished the whole act of slaughtering? Because the way you're asking on me, you're considering both of these thoughts, these invalidating thoughts that the Kohen's having during the Shechita, both of Chutz Zman and Chutz Mekaymai, you're essentially asking me that it's like one sentence. Why? Because it has to be at the moment he finishes the Shechita. And even so, that's why you're asking me, and still you see Rabbi Yehuda the whole Tafas Lashon Rishon. So you see that even when it's obvious it's one sentence, which is like when you take out the word Temur Shlam, which sounds like changing, but when you say Temur Eila Vishlam, or for sure when you say Lechatzos, that it's one sentence, it's one element, that then I say Rabbi Yehuda agrees, and you're asking me from the, and Rabbi Meir agrees, and you're asking me from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is still disagreeing over there, and this is about, you know, you're misunderstanding the halachic qualification of Shechita. Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad soif. The halachic definition of slaughtering doesn't happen just to be able to have machshava pigo, because it has to happen at the moment of shchita. It's not just at that one moment when it finishes. It's the whole act of slaughtering from beginning till end is halachically considered the avoida of shchita. And therefore, just like it helps to have machshava absul at the end, it also helps to have it in the beginning. And therefore explains Abayu, Mishnah Seinu, our Mishnah is talking about when he has two different machshavas, it's actually not like one sentence. Is the Amar where he says, Simen Rishon Chutz Zman, there's two different pipes of the animal in the neck that has to be cut to be qualified as Shechita. The esophagus and the trachea. There's the food pipe and the wind pipe, and both of them has to be cut. So when he's cutting the first pipe, Seni's thinking, Chutz Zman, oh, I want it to be eaten out of its time. Simen Sheni Chutz Mekayem, when he cuts the second pipe, he's having in mind that it should be out of its place. Now, moreover, as Rashi points out, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the halacha of pigul, having a machshava of chutz zman, can be even by a chatzi mater, a half of a permitter, which in this case of shechita is one of the two simanim. You have to cut both simanim. That's a mater because it's part of the avodas adam. You have to slaughter both parts. But even when you have a machshava of psul in one in half of a mater, which is the first pipe, that would be considered halacha of pigul. Now, says Abaya, therefore it's like two sentences, not like one sentence. Because there is the beginning of the Shechita with one pipe, and there's the end of the Shechita with the second pipe. So says Abaya, it already became pigul from the first sentence. But says Abaya, if it would be like the case that we're describing, that we're disagreeing about when he said, I want half the animal to be Temur of Oil and half the animal to be Temur Shlamim, which is like one sentence, there Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir would agree, like I'm saying, that then it actually would be both. It wouldn't be the first thing that was said. However, in the case of a Mishnah, it's like two different sentences. Because Shechita is not only at the end, it's during the whole procedure of cutting both pipes. But Rava continues asking, he says, Bahari Kemitza. We have the equivalent Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan in our Mishnah, which is Zvachim, which essentially these two Masechtas parallel each other. This Masechta of Karbanis, which the next Masechta of Menachas, of flower offerings that they have both the same for Avoides. So there's the same Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in the first pack of Masechta of Menachas, Nafyud Bezim and Aleph, which is when someone's having a Machshava of Pigul to eat an olive size of the flower offering tomorrow and the olive size of it out of its place. So now, says Rava, Delechi Lachatzis Dami. There, it is like half should be for this and half to be like that, meaning like it's one sentence, one connecting idea. Because, first of all, it's going to be the same idea that it's obviously not backing out. Because we said backing out, Rimei would say, you do say Tavas Lishon Rishon, and that wouldn't be difficult on the halacha of Abaya. Because by a flower offering, there's many olive-sized pieces of the flower. So obviously it's not backing out. So it's rather saying that I want half to be one kezayis to be lamacher, and one kezayis to be chutzas lamkaimai. But moreover, the reason why this becomes more difficult than our Mishnah that Rabbi was asking on the bias, because he can't say and differentiate to say that it's like two different sentences, because at least by Shechita, there's two different pipes. So that was a bias answer, saying, no, it's like two different sentences. But by Kemitza, there's just one fistful. There's only one act. the equivalent of shechita by a flower offering is taking the fistful, which is the separation, which is getting what we're going to sacrifice, just like the blood which we're getting when we do the slaughtering. But there at least is two pipes. You could cut it into two halves and say the two different sentences. But Kamitza, you can't. And still Upligi, still they disagree. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir do disagree, even in the case of Lachatzis. So Nerabai says, no, Hasem Nami, there also, you're right. The Kamitza itself is only one sentence, so to speak. But a flower offering has two matirin, two things that are permitted, which the halach of pigul is only in the matir. But because besides the kemitza, the fistful, there's also levaina, the frankincense, that's brought with a carbon mincha. Says Abaye, the machlekes bin rabbanu over there was not in the kemitza, because you're right, there's no kemitza by levaina. Rather, it's by the haktara, which is the burning of the flower offering, which is the fistful of it, and the frankincense, which there is a separate avodah by each one of them, which is, as Abaye explains, shehikter, not the kmitza, that he burnt, that he's having this in mind, kaimetz mincha chutzazmane, that he wants to have the, when he's burning the fistful, to have it eaten beyond its time, which is with the intention that it should be eaten a kazayis of it tomorrow. And Kamis Levaina, when he's burning the fistful of the frankincense, Chutzim Kami, he's having in mind that it should be eaten, a kazayis of it, out of its time. Now, as we said before, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, you could do pigul and chatzi matir, because each one is really only half of what permits the rest of the flower offering to be eaten. But since we see that it's like two different sentences, because they're two different things, one is when he's burning the kamitza, one is when he's burning the frankincense, so already from the first matir that he did, it already became pigul from chutz lezmani. But says Abaye, you're right, in the kemitza itself, since that is only one matter, Rabbi Yehuda would not disagree, and he would agree that the halacha would be that it would be in that situation, he would agree to Rabbi Yossi that it would be half and half, because it would be lechatzis. There that he disagrees and says that it's going to be only chutz lezmani, it's going to be the toughest lashon rishon, is because it's two different things, two different sentences. That's the halacha that they hold, that you go with the first one. But when it's one sentence, like the way this case of Tamuris Oyle B'Shlamim or lechatzis, then says Abaye that there they agree over there. But the Gemara continues asking, Hari Kaimetz the Minchas Chayte. But I'll tell you a different flower offering, which seemingly is included in that Mishnah, but they're talking about flower offerings, which seemingly includes all flower offerings. There's a Minchas Chayte, when a person who did a certain sin, which it could be with what's called a carbon oil b'yerid, certain halachas are, like when someone becomes tum and he goes into the base of Migdash, or when he heard an oath to say his testimony and he swears falsely, the halacha is, if he's very poor, he brings a very cheap carbon of dalik dalis of the poorest of the poor, which is a flower offering. The leka levayna ba'day, where there, as the pasuk says, b'yikra, hey, lo yitno le levayna, since it's a sin offering, he doesn't bring any frankincense with it. Upligin, still they disagree. Well, what are you going to say over there? There's only one sentence, only one matter. And in there, that's like Lechatzis Dami, where he's having in mind the Kazayis Lamacher and the Kazayis Lechutz, and still we see Upligi that they disagree. So you see, says Rava, that in all situations they disagree. Even when it's Lechatzis Dami, it doesn't make a difference. The first thing that was said is going to be Tapas Lasharish, and that's what's going to be maintained. Like I say, not like you. So Abai actually answers, no, Loi Pligi. They actually do not disagree in that case. Although in the Mishnah Masechta Menachos it doesn't say, but it's not going on the case of Menachos Chayte. It's only when there's both a kemitza of, both a haktar of kemitza and a haktar of levaina, where then it's like two different sentences. That's where he disagrees. But when it's one long sentence, one connecting thing, where he's explicitly saying half of this and half of that, then actually he would agree. It would be half and half, and he's only disagreeing by other Menachos, not by Menachos Chayte. Or another answer, Amar Ravashi, he says, even in Tim Salem and Pligi, even if you're going to say, like, the Mishnah does not differentiate, and Rabbi Huda is even disagreeing in the halach of Mechas Chayte, where there's no Levaina, but Pligi Bepsius, it's still not difficult on Abaya, because he disagrees in the case of when he's taking steps, when the Machshav is actually during the Avodah of Hailacha, when it's transporting it, where during the first step he says, oh, I want it to be eaten Chutz Lezmani. The next step he says, I want it to be eaten Chutz Lezmani, where that's like two different sentences. It's in two different acts. And that's why the first act of having a machshava chutz lezmani will be maintained. But when it's one long sentence, like tumuris oyle b'shlamim, without saying two different sentences, tumuris oyle, tumuris shlamim, then says Abaye, as the way Rav Ashi is answering him, it actually would be both. It wouldn't be tavas lasha rishon, even according to Yehuda and Rav Meir. The Gemara concludes by saying, Rav Simi bar Ashi masnikid Abaye. He taught a brisa like Abaye, where the brisa said like his opinion, when it's lechatzos, then actually Remei would agree that you would not say Tafas Lashon Rishon. It wouldn't be just Tumuras Oila, it would be both Tumuras Oila and Tumuras Shlamim. Yet Rav Huna bar Nasan Masnikid Rava, he taught a brisa that was like Rava, which said that in the case of Lachatzis, that even Remei disagreed, so it's a Machlekes Tanoim, this Machlekes Abayin Rava. Now the Gemara continues and says, explaining the Machlekes we just brought before, Kias Rav Dimi Amo, when Rav Dimi came to Babel, he said that Remeir that we were quoting in this Mishnah, Masechtas Tumura, regarding that he said when someone says, Harezu Tumuras Oila, Tumuras Shlamim, that Remeir says, you say Tafas Lashon Rishon, not like Rabbi Yisi, it's going to be only Tumuras Oila, Beshitas Rabbi Huda Amr is going in the opinion of Rabbi Huda of our Mishnah. The Amar Tavas Lashon Rishon that he says you go based on the first thing that was said. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah says Amar Bihuda disagrees with the Chacham. Chacham say no matter what, if you end up having a different machshava besides Chutz Lizmanai, what's a Shalay Lishma Bechatas and Pesach or if it's Chutz Lizmanai and whether before the Chutz Lizmanai machshava or after it doesn't make a difference. They said it's not going to be Pigel. Bihuda disagrees and he says Zehakal. This is the rule. If the machshava of chutz zmanoi comes before the machshava of chutz mkaimai, pigul v'chayov and lav karas, it's going to be pigul mechayev karas because we go with tavas lashon rishon. That's the primary one. That's the only one we're going to consider. That's the opinion of Remei, who says over there too. Even though he says right after Tumur Shlamim, and therefore Rabbi Yisi says it's half and half. Remei is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's going to be only the Tumur of Oila. Now, as the Gemara continues to Talmud Beis, the Gemara asks. However, Amalei Abaye said to him, but how can you say that, that Reb Meir is in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah? But if our Rabbi Babachana Amar B'yechan, he says, Ki magas lehu Reb Meir Reb Yisi b'hadi adadi. When, if you would like to put Reb Meir and Reb Yisi, who are disagreeing that Mishnah Masechta is Temur, if you want to put their opinions close to see if they really like each other, loy pligi. Truth is, they're not even disagreeing. Because actually, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain what does the sentence mean, they actually both hold that we do not say Tavas Lashon Rishon. And therefore, even Reb Meir in Masechtas Temura holds that regarding the halacha of Shechita in our Mishnah, not like Reb Yehuda, because you don't go based on Tavas Lashon Rishon. And since he said Machshavas Chutz Lizmanai, and then even subsequently Chutz Mkaimai, it would be like the Rabbanan, and not like. So how can you say that Reb Meir is like Reb Yehuda when, as we're going to shortly explain, it's clearly that he does not hold like Reb Yehuda and he does not hold Tavas Lashon Rishon. But the Gemara asked back, the Loi Pligi? What are you telling me, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda don't disagree? But Vamifli Pligi, they obviously do. That's the Machlokes in the Mishnah Masechtas Temura. When you say, I raise the Temura's Oila Temura Shlamim, Reb Meir says it's only Oila and Reb Yehuda says Oila and Shlamim. What do you mean that if you want to put them together, you're going to see they're not disagreeing? So on that Amalei, so he responded to me, he says, no. What I meant to say is like this. Pligi b'maydi pligi. What they disagree about, what they disagree about, as we're going to shortly explain. But v'loy pligi b'maydi loy pligi. But they don't disagree about and what they don't disagree about. In other words, this that he was saying that they don't disagree, what he meant to say is that they don't disagree in the halacha of Tavas Lashon Rishon. Because actually they both hold that you do not say Tavas Lashon Rishon. Rather, their disagreement is regarding what was the intention of the person, which it's obvious from his words what he was thinking. But both of them hold that it's not because based on what the first thing that he said, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, rather it's based on what was his intention. As the Gemara says, Amar Bitzchah by Yosef Amar B'yechan, he says, Hakol Moitim, everyone, meaning Reb Meir, Reb Yisi, they all agree. Heicha da Amar, where he says, Tachol Zu v'achakach Tachol Zu, where he says, let the Temur of Oila take effect first. And then later let the Temur of Shlam take effect after that. Everyone's going to agree that the Temur of Shlam is not going to take effect because once the Temur of Oila took effect first, and he said only then he wants a Temur of Shlam to take effect, you can't have a sanctity take effect on something that's already sanctified with a different designation. Moreover, let's say he says, Loi tachol zu, elam ken tachol zu. Says, I don't want this one to take effect unless this one can take effect. So then, then actually everyone holds that both will take effect. Why? And this is the point. Since that was his initial intention. And that's what we're saying. Everyone agrees, even though the first thing he says is one thing, but if his intention is obvious that it's for both, then it's going to go out and graze, and then blemish, and then be sold. And half its money is going to be used to buy an oil and half to buy shlam, even according to Reb Meir. But said Reb Yechanan, ki pligi, so what was the machlekes remained Reb Yisi in the Mishnah Masechtas Temura? The Amar, Temuras Oila, Temuras Shlam, like it said over there in that Mishnah, where he says, I want to be Temuras Oila and in exchange for a Shlam. So what's the Machlekes? Remeir Sava, Remeir held, Midahavale Lameim, Temuras Oila, Vishlamim, from the fact that he should have said that let it be Temura of Oila and Shlamim. But that's not what he said. The Amar, Temuras Oila, Temuras Shlamim. Why do you have the extra word Temura over there? Oh, Shema Mina, so says Rav Meir, from there you could understand what was his intention. Mehadr Kahadr Bey, he was trying to back out. That's why he was giving it a different designation. If he wanted it to be both, he should have just said and Shlam. Why saying Tumur Shlam? He wants to back out. Now the problem is he can't back out because in other mighty devar v'atala, you already said Tumuris Ayla, and therefore it's going to be Tumuris Ayla. That's why he holds it's going to be only Tumuris Ayla. Because it's obvious that was not his intention to be both. He wanted to actually back out from what he originally wanted, which was Tumuris Ayla. But Rabbi Yesi would tell you that this person is not backing out. Rather, his intention always was like this, but he thought as follows. He said, if I'm going to say the way Rav Meir said that it should sound like I want it to be both, if I'm going to say let it be Tumur of Oila and Shlamim, then Havamina, then I would say Palga Tumuris Oila u Palga Tumur Shlamim. That sounds like he's afraid to say that because it sounds like that he wants it to be half of it should be a Tumur of Oila and half of it should be a Tumur of Shlamim, where it's going to be sanctified but it's not going to be able to be brought as a carbon because you cannot bring a halfway sanctified animal of halfway of a sanctity. That's why he says Tumuris Ayla Tumuris Shlamim. Why? What does he mean to say? Not because he's trying to back out like Rameer said. Lememra that it should say the Kula Ayla Vukula Shlam Have. He wants that the sanctity of Ayla should be in the whole animal. And the sanctity of Shlam should be in the whole animal. Now, he's mistaken. He thinks that now it's going to be sacrificed because it's totally an Ayla, totally a Shlam. But he's mistaken because it can't be both. But that's why his intention is obviously that he wants both of them to be. Even Rav Meir would agree if it's obvious. He just disagrees with the wording and in the understanding of the person's intention. But if the person's intention is that it should be both, then his intentions will stand. And therefore it will be sold. And actually both of them will be brought from half the proceeds. But says the Gemara, one thing that we see from this teaching of Rabbi Bochana is where when the person says, I raise the Tumuris Ayla Vishlamim, that Rav Meir would agree. He only disagrees because you have the extra word Tumura, but he said Tumuris Ayla Vishlamim. Oh, of course Rav Meir would agree that it's going to be both. So obviously, says Rav Tabai, you see that Rav Meir is not like Rabbi Yehuda because the Mishnah's case is just like this case when his original intention was for it to be both. Because although actually the case of the Mishnah, he says the word kezayis two times, which sounds a little bit like Remei, when you have an extra word kezayis, then it's backing out, and then actually it is tafas lashon rishon, but it's not the case. Because here he just wants to have the machshava on two different olive sizes, because as we said earlier, he's obviously not backing out, because there's many olive-sized pieces in there. And still we see in this halacha that Remei is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you say Remei is like Rabbi Yehuda? But we see from Rabbi Bachana's teaching that actually Remei and Rabbi Yehuda are not so different. They really both agree, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that you say Tavas Lashon Rishon. They both say you don't say Tavas Lashon Rishon. The only reason why Remei disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda is because he doesn't consider it that his initial intention when he adds an extra word, Tumura, is that he wanted it to be both. But if he would have said Tumuris Ayla Vishlamim, then yeah, Remei agrees to Rabbi Yehuda it's going to be both. So how can you say that Remei is going like Rabbi Yehuda, which is Tavas Lashon Rishon, when we see clearly he doesn't hold of Tavas Lashon Rishon? So Amalei, so Rav Dimi said to Abaya, from Rabbi Bachan, are you asking on me? Who Amalei Plegi? Yeah, you're right. He's saying that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yesi don't disagree on this principle. Va'ano mina Plegi. But I say that they do disagree, and that even in the case of the person who would have said, Harezi Tumuris Ayla Vishlamim, where his intention is for both, Rabbi Meir would hold Tafas Lashon Rishon, like Rabbi Yehuda. And you're right, I disagree with him. We're both on my wrong, and that it's not difficult on me. Now, continuing on this topic of the Mishnah, so Amma Ula. Vitam and some say it was Rav Oishi who said as follows. Efshe Yadin Chavrin Bavla, maybe our Babylonian colleagues could answer me this question. We had this machlekes in our Mishnah that we were talking about between the Behuda and the Rabbanon regarding if someone had a machshava of chutzazmani in one olive sized piece of the animal, and then he had a machshava, even in the same avoid, the way we explained with Rabbi Yechanan, in the same shrita, but then another olive sized piece of it should be chutzlim kaimai. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's still going to be based on Tafas Lashon Rishon. It's going to be Pigel and Yimichayev Karas because the first Machshava, the first Kezayis, was Chutzaz Manek. But the question is, what's the reading of the words in the Mishnah? Because the words in the Mishnah are, he had a mind to eat a Kezayis Bachutz, Kezayis Lamacher, or Kezayis Lamacher, Kezayis Bachutz, Kechatzi Zayis Bachutz, Kechatzi Zayis Lamacher. How do you read it? Is it Kezayis, Kezayis Nan without a Vav? We had a Machshava, an olive size tomorrow, olive size Chutzlim Kaimai? Or other words are, when he has in mind, I want an olive-sized piece tomorrow, and a vav, and an olive-sized piece out of where it's allowed to be eaten. What is the question? What is the relevancy? Says the Gemara as follows. Is it kezayis tanan? Where that's where Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, that we consider them as distinct things, separate kezesim, and therefore like two different machshavas. So even though it's in one avodah of, let's say, the shechita, still, since they're two different olive-sized pieces of the animal, we'll go with tafas lashon rishon. Aval kezayis or kezayis, but that would mean, but let's say if there's a vav over there, where when you say the word and, it's obviously saying that it's one sentence, it's a continuation. Maybe there, divya kol erev machshavas, however, there, everyone, even Rabbi Yehuda, would agree that then it's considered one big mixed up, not purely pigul in one machshava, because in that same machshava, since it's one long sentence, it was both of Chutzah's man and Chutzim coming, therefore it's not going to be pigul even according to Yehuda. I don't know, maybe no, kezayis to kezayis. Now, maybe the gears of the text in our Mishnah is when he's thinking, I want it to be an olive size tomorrow, an olive size and, with a vav, and an olive size beyond its place. That even over there, we're saying in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yehuda Pratahav, it's still considered distinct, separate, because it's still separate olive size pieces. And it's going to be pigul. And for sure, when he doesn't have a vav where he's not even connecting them, so then it's separate ideas. And then, of course, the first idea, which is tafas lashon rishon, the chosos man, it will be maintained and it will be pigul. So, what was the girsa with a vav or without a vav? So, as the Gemara Tashim Al, let's come in here and we'll prove that the girsa in our Mishnah is kezayis u kezayis. And for sure, when it's without a vav, that Rabbi Yehuda considers it like two different machshavis, and therefore it's going to be pigul. What's the proof? Says the Gemara, the boy mina Levi Merebi. Levi had asked from Rebbe the following question. Chishev lechel kezayis lemacher bachutz mahu. This is a compound thought. He has in mind that he wants to have an olive-sized piece of the meat of the carbon to be eaten, both this one same olive-sized piece, that it should be both chutz zmanai and chutz lemkaimai. So the question he was asking was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's going to be the halacha? Do we say that in this situation Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree? Because here it's obviously one confounded confluence thought that's mixed up. Because in that same thought of the chutz l'zmanai, he's thinking that it should be chutz l'mkaimai, and it's one like one eating, and therefore you never have a pure pigul, which even according to Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree that's not karva matik mitzvah, it's not purely pigul to have it to be chayv karas. Or maybe no. Even in that same kezayis piece, in that same thought, his first thought was chutz l'zmanai, tafas lashon rishon, and it's going to be pigul, even though that he says the next word is that same olive piece should be lamacher, it should be chutz l'mkaimai. It doesn't make it, it's still going to be pigul. That was his question. So Rebbe said to Levi, zu sheila. This is definitely a big question. But he answered him, he says, erev machshavas havi. You're right. In this case, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's not going to be pigul because it's mixing up. You don't have a pure machshava of pigul in that same machshava, in that same olive-sized piece. You're having machshava chutz l'mkaimai. So therefore, it's not going to be pigul. Now, on this dialogue, Amalafan of Reb Shimon B'Rebbe, Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, asked his father, he says, Loi Mishnah Seinuhi? Isn't this our Mishnah? Why are you praising Levi for his question? Our Mishnah says clearly, if one reads it as someone who's a Talmudic scholar, that it's going to be the case that Levi asked you of Erev Machshavas. How do I know this? How is it obvious in the Mishnah? From the fact that the way you described in the Mishnah, the machleik is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. In the case of lechel kezayis bachutz, kezayis lamacher. The guy had a mind, he wants to have an olive size of it to be eaten beyond its place, and an olive size of it beyond its time. Or kezayis lamacher, kezayis bachutz, an olive size tomorrow, olive size beyond its space. Or kechatzi zayis bachutz, kechatzi zayis lamacher, a half olive size outside of the space, half olive size beyond its time. Or the opposite, kechatzi zayis lamacher, kechatzi zayis bachutz, a half olive size tomorrow, half olive size beyond its space. So the Mishnah said, pasal ve'im by karas. So that's going to be invalid, but there's not going to be any karas over there. Where that's what the opinion of the Chacham. Where that's a case of two different achilas, because they're going on either different olive size pieces, or even in one olive, but different halves of the olive. So the Chacham said, no, it doesn't make a difference which one comes first. It's not going to be kar, it's not going to be pigul. And on that is what Yehuda disagrees, and he says, no, if chutz l'zmanai comes first, you're going to be chayv pigul. But even Rabbi Yehuda, which that's what he's disagreeing with the Chacham, is only going on the case of two different achilas. But the inference is, ha'idach, but the other case that Levi was asking you, when in the same olive-sized piece, he has in mind, it should be l'machar b'chutz, both chutzlman and chutzlman kaimai, in one olive-sized piece of consumption, he's having in mind that it should be both chutzim kaim and chutzim manei, there it's obvious that Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree that Erev Machshav is having, that that's mixing it up together, because even he's only going when it's separate achilas. So where are you going praising Levi when it's obvious in the Mishnah, the answer to his question? So Malaysa, Rabbi said to his son, Rabbi Shimon, who shall be Dvar Chachma? He asked me a very sagacious question according to what I taught him. V'ad Amrit Mishnah Seinu, and you're telling me, oh, but what's the question? It's our Mishnah. Says Rebbe, Lididach de Asnitach Tarti, to you that I had taught you the Machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim in two different cases. I taught it to you both when you say Kezayis, Kezayis without a Vav, and also Kezayis, Ukezayis with a Vav. So yeah, for you, Loi Kastrelach, you didn't have a question, like you said, because from the fact that the Mishnah says both cases, an olive-sized piece and an olive-sized piece, one Lamacher, one Chutz, or without a vav, and I didn't tell you even in the same kezayas. So obviously, in that case, like you're asking me, Rabbi Yehuda would agree. But l'didei deloy asnite elechado, but says Rabbi, but to Levi that I only taught him one case. I did not teach their machlokes in two cases to him. I only taught him in one case. And as the Gemara shortly is going to clarify, he taught it to him in the case of kezayas without a vav. Now, v'shamina l'rabbanan. However, Levi overheard the rabbis in the study hall, meaning the rest of my students, to kugarsi tarti, that when they were learning this halacha of our Mishnah, like the way I taught it to you, that they were saying two different cases. And Levi didn't know, did they add on that extra case from themselves? Or did I teach them that second case, is the machlekes even over there? So therefore he was in doubt, even regarding a third case, which is the case that he ended up asking me, where v'savar that he thought, which one is primary? The way Rebbe taught me, or the way he taught them? As Igmar explains, Didi Dafka, is it my version that's the primary one, where the only way Rebbe had said the Machlekes was when he says Kezayis Lamacher, and without a Vav says Kezayis L'chutz, where that's very separate in some level, so therefore you could maintain that the first thing is totally distinct, and therefore we'll maintain that of it being Pigel? And Vididhu, and their version of the other students, who they say Kezayis, Ukezayis, that even over there is the Machlekes, that actually, no, Erev Machshav is Hava. That's actually, everyone would agree it's mixing up, it's because in one long sentence, and that actually, that extra Vav, they did not accept that from Rebbe. Rather, they made a mistake and they added it on. Now, yeah, of course, if even there is going to be considered Erev Machshav, for sure when you say Kezayis Lamacha Bachutz, for sure that's going to be Erev Machshav. But that's only if that's, my version is correct and not theirs. Like Dilmor, maybe he wasn't sure, maybe he did Hudavka, maybe their version is correct, because they actually heard that from Rebbe, who taught it to them both by Kezayis Kezayis and Kezayis Ukezayis, that even over there, Behuda disagrees. Ula didishi Yerushayali. And it was only to me that Rebbe left over, and he didn't teach me and be all exhaustive and tell me all the cases. But the truth is, that even with a Vav, even there, Behuda disagrees. Even though I should not have known it on my own from the case that he taught me, but maybe he just didn't teach me that case and say that even over there, Behuda disagrees. So therefore, he extended then the question. So from the fact that when he taught me, he didn't teach me the full length of Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush. He only told me in the case of Kezayis Kezayis, but he left out the case of Kezayis Ukezayis. So maybe, so maybe he also left out the extent of Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush even in the case of Kezayis Lamacher Bachutz. And maybe he just didn't teach it to them, but maybe even over there, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So therefore, says Rebbe to his son, he asked a very smart question, because he didn't really know, because I only taught him one. You, I taught two. You knew, obviously, this is two and not that one. But he was taught one, and he heard from other students too. He wasn't sure, is his right? Is their right? If their is right, and I left out him this case, maybe I left out for them most of the case of even b'chutz of Lamacher, Lamacher b'chutz, that even over there, Rebbe is going to say, still toughest lashon rishon. And that's what I answered, that no, over there, the halach is going to be that even Rebbe Yehuda would agree Erev Machshav is Abba. Now, the Gemara clarifies, as we mentioned before, now the highest Naya, which one of these two cases did Rebbe really teach Levi, which he said he only taught him one, not two, that Levi could not have known on his own the other one from that? Says the Gemara, Ilema Kezayis Ukezayis Asne. If you would think to say that Rebbe had taught Levi the case of with a vav, that if he thinks a Kezayis Lamacher and a Kezayis beyond its time. And even over there, Behudas, as he says, Nam Mishnah is going to consider them distinct to maintain it as a separate machshava, to say that it's going to be chutz l'zmani first, and therefore it's going to be pigal, even though you introduce something on later on. So then, Hailav Shiyurhu. So then he didn't leave over anything that he did not teach Levi by saying him only one out of the cases and not the second case, because by default he could know, of course, if even Kezayis Ukezayis, which is really like one long sentence, still Reb Yehuda holds they're like separate and we're going to maintain the Chutz L'Zman that comes first because Tafas Lashon Rishon, for sure when it's without of Kezayis, of course he's going to say Tafas Lashon Rishon. And since if that would be the case that he didn't leave over anything, then he should have understood by himself that, yeah, but in the case of Kezayis Lamacher, where if it would be in that case that Rabbi Huda would disagree there too, then that would have taught him that case. So therefore, must have been specifically that only in Kezayis Ukezayis and Kezayis Kezayis, but in the case of Kezayis Lamacher Bachot, that Rabbi Huda agrees that it's not going to be distinct. So what was his doubt then? Obviously, says the Gemara, El Kezayis Kezayis Asnei, that originally what Rebbe had taught Levi was only the case of Kezayis Lamacher and Kezayis Lachutz, where he could not have known then by default what's the halacha by Kezayis Ukezayis, because maybe only Kezayis Kezayis, maybe Kezayis Ukezayis is like one long connected, and even Rebbe Yehuda would agree. And therefore, when he heard the other students of Rebbe who were quoting that case, that even Kezayis Ukezayis really disagrees, he was in doubt. Did Rebbe teach this to them and he just left it out to me? Or is the way I was taught right? And they had on their own. And therefore, it was appropriate for him to ask the question in contrast to you because you already, I told you both cases. But the Gemara asks, but v'tiboyli kezayis u'kezayis. But then why did he ask only the third string case of when the same kezayis is lamacher and bachutz? He should have asked him the case of what's the halacha when he says with a vav. Because that was the case he was in doubt about. Did Rebbe add on? Did Rebbe teach that to the other students or not? Did they add on their own? Why is he asking that even bigger chiddush of the third case? And that says Gemara, because Sava Levi thought, I'm going to ask Rebbe one question. The Shemana Tarti that I'll have my answer for both my questions. Why? Because the Ibe in the Kazayas, if I would only ask him the case of when he says olive size and olive size, Hanichi Iyama Liklola. So then I'll resolve both questions. Only if he tells me that there it's going to be considered like one big statement, and it's not separate statements, where it's not going to be pigal according to Behuda. So then, of course, kosher again kezayis l'machah b'chutz. For sure, then when it's one olive sized piece itself that he has both machshavos, for sure it's going to be considered as not pigal. But the problem, says Levi, is elei amali prata. But if in that case he's going to tell me if kezayis or kezayis, that we're going to still consider them distinct, akati kezayis l'machah b'chutz k'mibayli, I still would not have answered my question, what's the halacha if it's even in the same olive sized piece of l'machah and b'chutz? Because that's even more contiguous, more connected as one. Now, on that, as the Gemara, but if that's the case, well, hashtanami, then even now he still hasn't resolved. It could have been that he would not resolve both questions, because he, when he asked the question of lamacher b'chutz, when if Rebbe would tell him that even there it's considered distinct and you're still going to say tafas lashon rishon, you're right. So then koshik and kezayis or kezayis, then for sure he'll know that even with just a vav, but they're separate kezayisim, for sure it's going to be considered as distinct. But Eli Amali Kalala, but if he's going to tell him regarding Lamacher, when it's the same olive sized piece, Lamacher and Bachutz, that it's considered one statement, and there Rebbe Huda is going to agree that it's not going to be Pigal, Akata Kezayis, Kezayis Mebayale, but then that's still not going to answer his question. When he's saying different olive sized pieces, but it's connected with the Vav, then he just still doesn't know. Maybe that's going to be a Prat, maybe that's going to be a Klal. Because there's three different types of cases we're discussing. Kezayis, 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 Ukezayis, and then the same Kezayis of Lamacher and Bachutz. So when he's asking Lamacher b'chutz, well, how's that going to answer then, depending on what the answer is going to be, how's that going to tell him what's kezayis to kezayis? Just like you're saying he didn't ask kezayis kezayis because that's not going to tell him Lamacher b'chutz. Says the Gemara, no. He would be able to figure out by asking the case which he did as recorded before of Lamacher b'chutz, what the answer is to kezayis to kezayis. Because im kein, if that's the case, mirtach rasach, Rebbe would have gotten upset at Levi. In other words, Levi's thinking like this. He says, I'm going to ask him a question. I'll figure out both. Why? Because if he tells me, by the case of Lamacher b'chutz, that it's prata, that it's considered separate, and that the first thought of Lamacher is going to be what's maintained, that's going to be pigel, well, for sure, kezayis or kezayis, which are two different achilos, that for sure, the halacha is going to be that we could separate them as two different diburim, because they're two different kezayisim, that it's going to be pigel according to Behuda. Now, if when he's going to answer me the question, he's going to tell me in a calm way that, oh no, lamach b'chutz, oh, that's going to be that it's one general statement, and even according to Behuda, it's not going to be a pure machshava pigel, and it's not going to be chayiv karas. Then I would infer that must be that it's only here where it's a klal, because he's answering like, oh, that's a good question. No, here it's going to be a klal. But the inference is, but regarding kezayis to kezayis, when the two different kezayisim, then it is specific, then it is individual, and then the truth is, like the other students had said, that the Rebbe Yehuda does this still disagree, and that it's going to be a halach of pigel. Because if he would hold that even by kezayis to kezayis, it's a klal, it's one big statement because it's being connected with the vav, he would have gotten upset at me at the question that I'm asking. And he would have said, what's your question, Levi, as we continue on top of lam and alef and alef? If hash to kezayis, if even the case with the vav, when the two different kezayisim, you should have understood that it's klala, that it's a general statement, it's one big statement from the fact that I never taught it to you, because I only taught to you, Levi, in the case of kezayis, and then Rebbe Yehuda holds that they're distinct statements, but kezayis and kezayis with the vav is a klala. Kezayis lamacha b'chutz mibayis. You're going to ask me a question regarding the same kezayis itself? What are you asking? Therefore, it's obvious how he's going to answer me the case of lamacha b'chutz. If he's going to get upset at not, that will help me understand what's the halacha by kezayis or kezayis. I'll have answering both questions with one question. And therefore, that also resolves the question that we started off this discussion with, which we had asked, well, what do the Babylonians know the answer in the Girsa in our Mishnah? Is it Kezayis, Kezayis, or Kezayis, Ukezayis? Obviously, we see that the halacha is from the fact that Rebbe had answered him calmly, that only Lamachar Bachutz is going to be Irv Machshavis, and even Rebbe Yehuda is going to agree with it, it's not going to be Pigel, that obviously, but by Kezayis, Ukezayis, with Rebbe Yehuda is still going to disagree, and that's the halacha in our Mishnah, that even with a vav, he holds it's prata that's considered a distinct machshava over that of the next kezayis, even though it's being connected with a vav, and that it's going to be a halacha pigel. And says Rashi, from here is where the Gemara says elsewhere, like in Masechta Kedusha, Masechta Shavuos, that Rebbe is the opinion, it's this Rebbe that quotes in our Mishnah, that it doesn't make a difference when you say kezayis, kezayis, or kezayis, u kezayis, it's still considered prata, they're considered individual separate entities, and again, that's why Rebbe Yehuda holds that even over there, he's going to disagree and say, tafas lashon rishon, and that it's going to be halacha pigel, and one, if one eats from that meat, it's going to be chayav karas.